Now he's going to tell him what he's to do. Verse 15, then I came to them of the captivity of Tel Abib, that dwelt by the river of Kibar, and I sat where they sat, and remained there, overwhelmed among them 7 days. And it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, I've made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word of my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, Thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. But if thou warn the wicked, and he turns not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Now he's to be made a watchman, and that is a tremendous job. We're going to have occasion to refer to that again, and I want to say something about the watchman. But the important thing for us to note here is, this man is to be a watchman to warn God's people. And they may not want it, but he's to warn them. And God says, I'll hold you responsible. If you don't warn them, they're going to die in their sin, and I'm going to hold you responsible. Now, if you warn them and they go ahead, they'll die in their sin, but you won't be responsible. You know, my friend, a man today that's a minister who does not give out the word of God in this hour, I'd hate to be in his position and stand before the Lord Jesus someday in judgment. I believe that will probably be the most frightful judgment of all. A man who have had the word of God and then not have, well, let me use the refined term, the intestinal fortitude to declare the word of God. That was the responsibility of this man, and God chose the right man, Ezekiel, for the job. He is as hard as a hickory nut, let me tell you. Now, a watchman was a very important position in the ancient world. And today, I would say they're pretty much gone out of style in many places. At least they function a little differently today. The ancient watchman takes us back to the day of walled cities. And the cities were walled for protection. Wall was put around them, and the gates were closed at dark. And then a watchman ascended the walls to begin the vigil of the long dark night. And with a trained eye, he peered into the impenetrable darkness which surrounded the city. And with a trained ear alert to every noise coming from the outside, he listened for the approach of danger. And as he looked and listened for the approach of an enemy, he waited there on top. And the Word of God has quite a bit to say about the watchman. Over in Isaiah 62:6, I read, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day or night. And then again in Psalm 127:1, except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. And in the Hebrew period, the watchman functioned in three watches of the night. That is, they had three shifts. Dark until about midnight, and then from midnight till cockcrow, which was probably 2 or 3 o'clock, and then from then till dawn. The watchman in the morning announced the dawn. Now the Romans, they had four watches during the night. Now the practice of having watchmen, that belongs to a backward age and a day that is past. At the dawn of civilization, it was satisfactory, but it's not needed today. But wait just a minute. We are finding out again that we need watchmen and the police patrolling all during the night in our cities today, a watchman. And I personally think they need a little bit more support by the citizen and by the legal profession should stand back of the policeman. Sure, some of them are not what they should be, but it's not the individual. It's the office that they occupy and the very fact that they do protect us during the night. But if our present day continues to become lawless, believe me, they're not going to be able to help us at all. But as we said before, when we were back in Isaiah, the watchman has a responsibility and also a visibility. He is to be able to distinguish the enemy out in the darkness. And therefore, the watchman is the minister. He should give a warning of the danger. And there is that type of a message to be given today. And he has that responsibility, and we've seen that.